What up, and welcome to another episode of the Can't Be Broken podcast. I am your host, Sea Monster, and today on Sea Monster's Mindset, I'm going to talk about what it takes to be an athlete at any level, from young to old, from amateur to professional. What it takes to, in totality of everything, that you can say that you left it out there, that you did everything to prepare to get you ready for that event, for that season, for every year, that there's nothing missed, that you did everything to be the best and give it your best shot. Because a lot of the times we think that we should be or play a certain way and it doesn't happen. But do you ever question why you didn't get there? Do you question certain things that we're going to talk about in a little bit? Or you just weren't good enough? Or did you just not do everything necessary to be the best version of you? Now, don't get me wrong. The best version of you may not be the professional level. It doesn't happen for everybody. In every sport, it's super hard to make it. And then once you make it, to stay there. And once you stay there, to be the greatest. There's levels to everything. But today we're going to talk about, if you do all these things, then you're giving yourself a chance, first of all, to get there. And second of all, just to be the best version of yourself. Have you done some of these things? Have you not? Take a look at what we're going to talk about, because it's simple and it's also very hard. And the reason I say that is because it's accountability and it's discipline and it's commitment and it's also consistency. All these things need to happen in order for you to be the best version of yourself, to be on the field, to play the best, to be totally focused, and to give yourself and your team, if you're playing for a team, the best version of you. So, first thing is sleep, rest. That is super important because that is where the recovery is made. Did you rest well the night before? Are you resting well daily? Now, students have it a lot harder because they're student athletes. They have homework, they have other stuff going on, rather than professionals, where they don't have to worry about school. But they have more responsibilities, so they have other things that they need to worry about as well. Don't make an excuse about, well, I'm a student, and I have homework, and I have test papers, and I have finals, and the pro athlete doesn't have that. They have other responsibilities with other sponsors and families and things going on that makes it super hard as well for them. You just got to get to bed earlier. You just have to make sure that you get it in. Make sure that you're doing what you need to do in order to be the best version of you and sacrifice that. Because that's where the recovery is made. That's where the body is going and releasing HGH, and recovery is made and replenishing your body and fixing the muscles that are growing. Everything is happening when you sleep. And if you cut that short, you may not be at your best. Number two, do you wake up and have a solid nutrition plan for that day? Are you eating correctly to fuel yourself for the event that is about to take place? For what you're about to do, whether it be a short workout, whether it be a short event or a long endurance event. Are you waking up fueled with a plan, and did you prepare the night, 2 nights before, the week before? Did you carb load if you needed to? Are you intaking the proper amount of protein for your body in order to accomplish what you're going to do? What are you doing? How are you fueling? And when does that begin for you? Number three, that day that you wake up, a day before as well, are you focused? Are you visualizing? Are you seeing yourself going through these plays, that event? Are you focus to what you need to do? Have you prepared in your mind the game plan? And then the game plan of revisualization of you in the moment failing or overcoming, or how you're going to do that. And what does that look like? Are you mentally focused, visualizing, and are you revisualizing? What are you doing to prepare yourself mentally for that war, that battle, that competition? 4, have you put in the work physically? Have you gone to the gym? Have you gone to your trainer, your strength and conditioning coach? What have you done to prepare yourself to be the best athlete possible in strength, agility, and endurance? That's what an athlete is. Are you mobile? Did you stretch? Did you roll? Are you taking magnesium? What's going on physically so that your body can perform at the best and the highest level that you can put in output? 5, did you prepare skill-wise at the sport that you're playing? In baseball, did you take ground balls? Did you hit off the tee? Did you go the other way? Did you work on bunting? Did you work on base running? Defensive skills, offensive skills, double plays, throwing, hitting your cutoff man, basketball, shooting, rebounding, passing, football, passing, receiving, one-handed, two-handed, running your routes. So many different ways. Skill-wise, have you prepared and done the work prior to that throughout the offseason, throughout the season, throughout that day in pre-workout, in pre-game? 6, how are you fueling yourself for that event right before the game, pre-game, intro workout, during the game, and post-workout? What are you doing to maintain the proper amount of calories, carbohydrates, and protein for your body so that you can maintain a high energy level and so that you can perform at your best? Are you drinking enough water? Taking amino acids? Are you chewing on something? Some kind of bar with protein and carbohydrates? Do you need instant energy right now with like some honey? How did you feel before the game? What did you take? What did you eat? Did you have an apple, almond butter, peanut butter? Did you have an acai bowl? Did you have a shake, a bar? And what are you doing after the game to replenish that, so that you can start recovering and feel fresh immediately for either the next day, the next game, or a couple days after? What are you doing after? Are you taking some magnesium? Are you getting in cold plunge? Are you getting in Epsom salt? Are you getting a massage? What are you eating? Replenishing proteins, carbohydrates, complex carbohydrates. Drinking a lot of water. What are you doing? All these things right here that we're talking about is a process. It's a commitment. It's simple, and yet it's so hard for people to get sleep, to eat right that day, to focus on what the task you have to do. Sure, the easiest thing in this thing is you've prepared skill-wise. That's the easiest. You show up to practice. You take ground balls. You hit. You field. You work on some stuff. You talk to your friends. It's cool. You laugh. You have a good time. You listen to your coach. So, that's it? Did you sleep well? Did you eat well? Did you hydrate well? Did you focus? Do you have discipline? What are you working on? What are you planning ahead? What do you fucking need to work on? Why are you wasting your time just on everything that you can? Well, I can hit the inside pitch. Well, fuck, go the other way then. Start working on going the other way. How are you preparing yourself during the game? Intro workout, like fueling wise. Are you doing that during practice? 2, 3-hour, 4-hour practices. And what are you doing after? Do you have to ice? Do you have to get an Epsom salt? Are you rapping? Are you drinking water? Are you recovering again? Most of those, most people miss all those steps, except the skill-wise. Think about it. What are you doing to be the best version of yourself? And if you're not doing these things, then you're not the best version of yourself. And you're not giving yourself a shot. And then you keep thinking, well, I'm not good enough. Why are you not good enough? Because you're not fucking following the steps. You're not fucking doing everything possible in other aspects, the small things, the little things, the things that people don't see, so that you could get where you want to be. All you care about is the skills in the game and hitting and fielding and throwing. But not the food that you're fucking intaking, not how you're fucking sleeping, how you're recovering, not your fucking visualization, none of that stuff. I'll say it again, and I'm going to give what I believe, in my opinion, that people in baseball and softball and in a lot of sports do too much. They have a fielding coach. They have a pitching coach. They have a hitting coach. Then they play on 2 to 3 teams. And all week, for months and months, that's all they do. And look, don't get me wrong. Do you need to have a hitting coach, a fielding coach? Maybe. Maybe you do. Maybe you do. Maybe you need some help there. You need some people to look at you and say, hey, I need to fix this swing. Hey, you know what? What can I do to get better? And we all do. We all need that for sure. But did you put in work to be an athlete, to move multi-directions, to be stronger, to have more endurance, to have agility, to be faster, to be explosive? So many people miss that. And then they put that in, and then they didn't eat right. And they're eating like shit. And they're not sleeping right. And they're not recovering right. That's what keeps you in the game longer. That's what keeps you healthy. That's what makes you better at your craft, at your skill. But people skip the gym. That's the first thing that goes. The first thing that goes. But if you look at the high-level athletes, the Tom Brady's, the Jalen Hurts, the Trout, the Otani's, the Mahomes, the thing that they don't skip is the fucking gym. They have their personal trainers. They don't skip the recovery process. They eat the right food, and they fucking focus. Tiger Woods. Eating a meal while he's fucking playing. Having a sandwich while he's walking. Drinking water. Think about it, people. What are you missing that's making you the best? It's a process. It's hard. And you're skipping the hard fucking part. Remember, you can't be broken.